Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with green energy and daily EV news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 27th. Tesla has reduced the price of its electric cars across its entire lineup, and this happened in the middle of the night, with thousands of dollar price cuts on some models. The global pandemic and lockdowns put in place to slow down the propagation of the coronavirus have ravaged the economy of most countries, and the auto industry has been particularly affected. In response, Tesla, who has rarely suffered from demand problems, has decided to reduce prices across its entire lineup of electric vehicles. For the Model 3, it's the cheapest and most popular car, and it results in a $2,000 price cut across all powertrain options. It now starts at $37,990 instead of $39,990 for the Model 3 Standard Range Plus. $5,000 reductions span the Model X lineup. The Model Y, which Tesla just started delivering, is the only vehicle in the automaker lineup that hasn't been affected by price cuts tonight. Unfortunately, these markdowns come at another cost. Tesla has removed its mention of free supercharging on new Model S and Model X orders as part of the price cuts. For the first few years of the Model S and X programs, unlimited free supercharging has been one of the top perks that Tesla was offering to its customers. After Tesla's price cuts last night, the mention of free unlimited supercharging has been removed from the Model S and Model X configurators. Individual model listings still have the perk as free, though this will likely change as Tesla updates the finer details across the site. Earlier this year, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced plans for the automaker to open a design center in Germany. And now it is rumored to be looking at another location inside of Berlin at the European Reference Frame Campus, which is called the UREF Campus, specifically in the Gasometer Schoenberg Tower. As translated from German, a magazine called Tagesspiegel reported, quote, "The UREF Campus in Berlin-Schoenberg is to get a prominent tenant. Tesla wants to house its design and development center in the 80-meter-high Gasometer." UREF owner Reinberg Mueller did not want to confirm corresponding information from the Tagesspiegel Background Mobility and Transport that confidentiality declarations had been signed. The report doesn't include a timeline for Tesla to secure the location, and it does mention that other companies might also be interested. Should Tesla make an electric minivan based on the Model X? The vehicle has actually been rumored for a while, but it has yet to materialize in any way. According to Electrek readers that have been polled, 66% say yes, 27% say no, and 6% don't care. Several designers have tried to imagine what a Model X minibus or van would look like, and Drivable Designs has made a YouTube video recently produced an interesting render. You can view it on our site. Despite the pandemic, Chevrolet increased its first quarter sales of the Bolt EV by 36% compared to a year ago. Electrek spoke this week with Tony Johnson, the marketing and advertising lead for Chevy cars and crossovers, to see how the brand will maintain that momentum. He explained that through the rest of May, the company will continue to offer 0% financing for 72 months, with a $4,700 cash allowance. If buyers decide not to finance with GM, the customer cash incentive goes up to $8,500. Tony then went on to explain, quote, "We'll definitely fulfill unique customer needs and expand our portfolio. The only way we can grow this movement is to start attacking each segment one by one." When asked which segments, he replied, quote, "We're flipping to an all-EV future, so every segment, eventually." He was further asked, "A performance all-electric sports car?" And Johnson answered, "If we're serious about the future, right?" Karma Automotive, formerly known as Fisker, announced its plan for its first all-electric vehicle, a new version of the Revero sedan, with up to 400 miles of range, scheduled for 2021. They wrote in a press release today, quote, "Equipped with Karma's racing-inspired E-Flex platform suitable for both road and track day applications, the all-wheel drive performance prototype aims to achieve 1,100 horsepower. A combination of attributes including 10,500 pound-feet of torque, electronic torque vectoring, and front and rear mounted dual electric motors will generate superior power and handling for the test vehicle. The company also showcased several photos of at least five prototype vehicles currently in testing. Porsche reported about 350 Taycan sales in the U.S. from December through March. Demand remains strong, but the six-week closure of Porsche's Zuffenhausen assembly plant, where the Taycan is made, will prevent some interested American car buyers from making a purchase this year. Automotive News reported that global demand for the Taycan has outstripped Porsche's expectations. The vast majority of the Taycan output is going to Europe, notably Germany and Norway. Porsche reported 1,391 deliveries of the Taycan in the first quarter, but only 220 were sold in the United States. In the USA, the southern states have been among the slowest to adopt electric vehicles. And that needs to change, argues Gerald Allen, a Republican member of the Alabama State Senate. In an opinion piece on AL.com, Allen writes, quote, "To cement our reputation as a forward-leaning automotive leader, we must prepare for the future of electric vehicles, production of electric vehicle parts, and ensure the necessary EV infrastructure in its place to be competitive for generations." He then continues, quote, "Now as we continue towards a 21st century transportation system and economy, we must acknowledge and prepare for the electric vehicle wave that is coming." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, in early May, Electrek reported that the U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris told the Bureau of Land Management that it failed to adequately assess the environmental impacts of oil and gas leases in Montana. Morris then set aside hundreds of those leases in eastern Montana. And as of yesterday, Judge Morris continued when he invalidated 440 oil and gas leases sold across the West. Morris ruled that the Bureau of Land Management did not properly follow a plan to protect sage-grouse bird habitats on more than 1 million acres of public land. Based on new analysis from the Political Economy Research Institute, the Sierra Club has released a plan for U.S. economic renewal. The environmental group sent a letter to Congress in April detailing stimulus priorities. The proposed stimulus plan would cost less than $2.9 trillion to employ over 9 million people every year for 5 years. The British government requested a full-year delay for the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, and this was done just yesterday. It has written to the UN's Climate Change Secretariat to move it to November 1st to 12th in 2021, and of course this is due to the pandemic. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike conversion kit has been announced. The 750-watt Warp conversion kit from a company called Unlimited. The decently priced kit starts at just $550 and includes a wireless pedal assist sensor and an overall streamlined design. Unlimited also has an option for a full-blown bike starting at $1,068. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.